two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
You're Jewish.
Yeah, and you're Irish. You two are disgusting.
Oh, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Happy Hanukkah! Happy Hanukkah, bad friends. Bobby is gone. And today we have the one and only, the unique, the lovely, the special, the talented, my sweet prince, Dave Bird.
Thank you for having
me. Is Bird Jewish?
B-Y-R-D? B-U-R-D. You don't even know how to spell my last name.
Wow. What do I care?
Yeah. Y'all work together.
I love you too much. What do I give a shit?
My recollection, maybe I'm just making this up, is that it's actually rooted in Berdowski.
Berdowski.
But that could be a total fib.
But you know, the skis back home in Chicago, ski means, usually skis are like Polish.
Oh, wow.
I've got something in me. I got some sort of, I don't know.
Because you could be
Hungarian,
Polish Jewish. Yeah. Because skis, up skis, of the SKIs is all usually Polish. Mm. Dave, I want you to meet a very good friend, a great comic.
This guy has the friendliest face I've ever seen in my life.
This is Black Magic.
Hey,
this is Doc Willis, aka Little Black Magic.
Hey, man.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Love
bro.
Your face.
Man,
love your whole
he likes you. He was saying before the show he's too shy now, but he was saying how much he likes you. But you could tell him now that you like him.
You're a good dude. Hey,
instantaneous love coming.
Chaim Ashed.
What's that? Is
what?
That Hebrew?
Chaim Ashed. You don't know who? Chaim Ashed is the former general in the 30-year space chief of Israel. He's the one who said
what
was
is
a
this?
Dude, he does this kind of stuff
all
the time.
No, he said it was a galactic.
He does this shit all the time.
No, I'm telling you who to do
what's
it.
What's going on?
What, Chaim Ashed?
Well, he's from Israel, right? He's the one who said there was a galactic federation and that the United States was in contact with aliens.
Yeah, I know that story.
Shout out to Chaim, you're a real one. You are
Wait,
real
how do you spell his name? I want to look him up. How do you spell that?
H-A-I-M.
H-A-I-M.
E-S-H-E-D.
You know the former Benjamin Netanyahu.
Shout out to Netanyahu.
Well, I don't know about that, but he went to my high school.
Wait, seriously?
He's like from Philly.
Is he?
Yeah, where he went to high school.
Click on new.
Yeah,
Netanyahu was
Cheltenham High School.
Cheltenham?
Yeah.
We don't want to shout him out, but okay, no. this is Chaim Ashed. This is him.
Now click on news.
And what was his deal?
He was the one who said that the United States was in contact with aliens and that there was a galactic federation and that Trump knew about it.
Well, he's right. Are we saying he's wrong? It sounds like he's right.
Well, he's the dude.
Former Israeli space security chief says extraterrestrials exist and Trump knows about it.
Yeah,
I remember seeing this
I believe
story.
All this.
I believe it.
Do you? I believe every single second of this.
Let's get it.
Aliens are out there. We've seen the aliens.
I feel as though there must be.
But
I honestly don't feel like if there was, they would tell Trump. That's the thing.
Well,
that's
aliens?
What he was saying.
I guess they'd have to. I guess, but
I think
he couldn't know that and not tell everyone.
Well,
because
no,
he's the egomaniac. Yeah, I found him first. Yeah. I found the aliens. They were fucking each other. You know what's so funny though? I think all the richest people in the world do have contact with the aliens.
Mm.
Yeah. I believe that.
Like an Illuminati type of
thing. 100%. Yeah. Of course I believe that. I think once you reach the multi-billionaire status, you get granted access to that stuff.
Because
otherwise, why earn all that money? Look, you have a lot of money. You're rich. Let's just say that. You're rich. It's
okay.
True. Okay?
All right.
So you're rich, but you're not wealthy.
I don't know the aliens, no.
Yeah, no. You're not like them.
No.
But you know... Right now, you're comfortable financially. What you have, it's great money.
Yeah,
you make a great living. You
I
have
could
a
take
great
a year
life.
Off.
You could take a few years off.
Yeah, that's
okay?
What I'm talking about.
You can't.
No.
You 100% can't. No, you can't even take a week off. This is a day off. This
a day off, and I'm fucking fucked forever.
Well, so, but look at it like this: what's the incentive to earn more money than now? You have plenty of money. What do you want? Do you want more money?
Money doesn't really drive me.
I know. So, what would drive you?
Knowledge
meeting
the
fucking aliens.
Yeah, that would drive me.
Said, if you got a billion, you'll meet the aliens.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Right now, someone comes to you and they say, if you want to find out everything there is to know about everything, I will take you on a one month tour of aliens, past, future, the whole, any like question you have will be totally answered in a month. And then you have one day back on Earth to, you know, log the information and then you die. Would you take that deal?
Ooh. What do you say, Doc? That's a deep cut. That's really hard. You die. So one day, you get to spread around.
I'll give you a week back on Earth.
Then yes.
A week.
But no one's going to believe a word you say.
I know, but it's so fun. But for one week, you get to push around this narrative to everyone you know and write everything down.
Yeah.
and just be like, listen, you can believe me or not. I'm going to be dead on Saturday.
Yeah.
So if you prophesize your death, then they might believe you.
They'll just think that you were a kook and you committed suicide because some cult.
Yeah, they probably would.
But how do I die? How do I die after the week? Spontaneous combustion?
Grand Canyon. Spontaneous combustion.
What am I doing in Arizona?
You're off the Grand Canyon. That's the answer to the question.
That's what it is. I just wake up and I'm sitting on the edge of the Grand Canyon?
Yep, and you're hurled.
And who pushes me? The Illuminati?
No footage. No one knows it. I think you jump between you
I'm
and me.
I'm forced to jump.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. When I was younger, I used to go to, I mean, I went one time and I was like 10 and I was so confident. Imagine the stress on my parents. I used to say to them, I'm telling you, I can jump and brace this fall.
In the Grand Canyon?
In the Grand Canyon. So the whole trip, I was threatening jumping. And I really believe that I could survive it, which is.
To this day?
No.
Let's go.
I don't want to do that now.
Wait, you really as a child thought you could jump and...
Yeah.
And why, Dave? Why did you think that
I think it's self-belief.
I used to think that too.
That's too much.
Yeah. I used to think that too. Like if you jump from a long distance, maybe before your knees hit, you like collapse and roll over or some shit like that. Like, I don't
this
know.
This is
like
bad logic, guys. Like 6,000 feet up. Yeah.
That's a
6,000 feet.
I'm feeling you though, Dickie. I'm with the jump.
I understand what you guys are saying. When an elevator... like I have that thought in elevators all the time. Like, look, I was in Philly. I was in Philly. And in the hotel, it was so old downtown.
Yeah.
And you can feel that when it stops, it kind of jiggles a little bit.
I don't like that.
So I thought, that one night I was coming down and I thought, if this broke, all you have to do is wait till it's close to the bottom and then jump the last second right before
jump,
it hits.
And the top
thing
of it
smashes
crushes,
your head and then, and then you're paralyzed, but at least you're alive.
Yeah.
So my neck is shattered.
Yeah, your thoughts are.
I've thought about it.
Still do comedy.
Oh, I'd crush.
Might do better.
Oh, yeah.
I'd crush.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You'd be
going.
Fucking...
my album would be called Going Down.
You'd be the new Stephen Hawking.
Going Up. My Stephen Hawking's comedy?
Yeah, your thing.
This guy knows what I'm talking about. When somebody leaves, you going to take a shit or a piss now?
Okay,
that's so mean. Stephen Hawking doing comedy though. He would absolutely murder.
Yeah.
Murder. You can get away with anything with a computer. You can say because he didn't mean it. He can say it and didn't mean it.
Oops.
Yeah. My bee. Look at this bitch's tits. If a computer says all that, how are you to blame?
Yeah.
All right, let's go over some stuff right now because Doc wants to learn. Okay. Happy Hanukkah. Hell we're late. Yeah. We know we're late.
Yeah.
But we're anti Christmas this year. Shoot. We did Christmas last year.
Amen, brother.
The Christmas, the Christians can take a hike.
Much. It's way too much.
And it's the week of Christmas, which is when we're putting this out.
Good.
So you know what?
Good.
Hanukkah twice. That's what we're doing this
year.
I'm
happy this
double
is coming
up
out after
on the Hanukkah.
Yeah, because Hanukkah twice. We want because here's the problem with Hanukkah. This has always been my issue.
It's not enough nights.
Not enough. Dead serious.
Really?
That's literally what I was gonna say.
Really?
Why eight?
Well, as the story has it, if I recall, that's how long like the oil and the
They could have scratched it out.
I think they scratched. The whole premise of Hanukkah is that they scratched it out for eight. It's like a miraculous thing that they even made it 8 nights.
All right, so let's make it more nights.
So they just party for 8 days straight?
I don't think it was a party. I think it was more survival.
In this day and age, they celebrate for 8 days.
Okay.
But
back
then it was to stay alive.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we got eight little knick-knack gifts. Maybe right, so one.
How many are in front of you?
I mean, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah,
get it.
They know what they're doing here. Why don't you open one of them? Why don't you open one?
These are for me?
Yeah. Every time you open one, I have to light a candle, though, of course.
Okay.
So go ahead and open one. Those are for you.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten any gifts this season.
Are you serious?
Yeah. My parents just give me a check.
For Hanukkah?
Yeah.
Real, actually, it's pretty real Jewish,
now
huh?
They just every year.
Just a check?
No, not even. It's gotten lower. Now they just like re-update my NBA league pass every year.
That's huge. What do you mean? That's huge.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Do you even, an NBA league pass?
No, I can't even
compete
with
no shit.
It's like
500 bucks.
No, it's like 150.
Oh, really? Yeah. Why did I think it was expensive? Well, what is it? What am I thinking? Box. Sunday ticket is more expensive.
I ain't even got cable, fella.
Sunday ticket's like 400 bucks. You don't have cable, Doc?
No, I don't have cable. I'm like.
Looks like it might be a mug.
Fucking all I got.
What is
Netflix.
It?
Okay, well.
Oh, a brain mug. Beautiful.
It's your own merch.
Yeah.
We're giving you your own merch.
So buy it too. Hey, so I'm making money off of this gift.
You're making money off the gift.
That's
we
great.
Bought it.
That's
yeah,
the best type of Jewish.
Feel that.
Yeah.
Feel that. Double up on
and
it.
I love mugs.
What does it say, by the way?
This bitch don't know about Pangea.
Oh, yeah.
Famous quote of
what a good video.
Thank you.
You did the video, yeah?
Yeah, and Tony.
Tony directed.
Yeah.
Tony, who directed many episodes on our show.
Yeah.
Dave, which Bobby mocks constantly and calls it Davey because he's jealous that
the success.
Well, he's on Sex and the City, so.
Yeah.
What made you get into rapping?
You know,
this guy, Entertainment Tonight question.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Boom, straight to it.
Hey, man, tell me what made you get into rapping.
This is a black dude
whole story about
to a Jewish dude. You know, Jewish, you know.
What do you mean Jewish dudes don't rap? You ever heard the Beastie Boys?
They Jewish?
Yeah.
Jesus oh, I didn't Christ, know that.
God. Drake is Jewish.
Drake is half Jewish.
Drake is half Jewish?
Yes. So well, is Jadakiss.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Jim Jones.
Yeah.
He's Jewish.
Yeah. Jim Jones.
No, but you didn't know the Beastie Boys are Jewish?
No. I thought they were just regular old like Trailer Park dudes getting it. You know
Trailer Park dudes?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Fucking bro.
This
Grass
is why we
Monkey,
love Black
that's
Magic.
Trailer Park right there.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
What trailer park do you know exists in the city of New York? Where are the trailer parks?
He's thinking 8 Mile Eminem.
Oh, you're
He's thinking
Eminem.
White rappers.
You know Eminem.
They don't have trailer
Beastie
parks
Boys
in New York.
Trailer parks in Brooklyn?
Possibly?
Have you been to Brooklyn?
He thinks they're from like middle America.
No, not really. I've been there to the like the little clubs out there, but I haven't been in Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Jay-Z. Yeah. And,
no, don't shout out Jay-Z.
No, okay,
you don't know
shout
what
out Jay-Z.
About.
Oh, sorry. All right. Yeah. Well, you know what I'm trying
the
to
The Beastie kind of Boys are from New York City.
Okay, they are?
Where did you think they were from?
I thought they were from like a little bit like Iowa, a little bit.
Yeah.
Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, maybe.
They put off an Iowa vibe.
Yeah, they got the fucking yeah. cornfield vibe. Yeah. You see what I'm saying, Dick? Yep. You see? He feel me.
No, he's doing this to help you out because this is insane.
I'm about hey, Beastie man. Boys hey, fam, you know.
No sleep till
Brooklyn. Oh,
it wasn't Iowa City.
Shit.
No sleep. Till Lincoln,
that's
because Nebraska.
The drive from Iowa was so long.
So far, yeah, and they didn't want to pass
okay.
out.
All right. Stay up. Why
good.
Did I get into rap? I always wanted to be a comedian my whole life. Like that was my dream, even as a boy. Like I made people laugh as a kid, and I was like, this is an irreplaceable feeling. How can I do this forever?
Yeah.
And I kind of rapped, for fun, and I wasn't necessarily. Like, wow, you're a great rapper. But I was like, I was seeing, Lonely Island. I saw these guys and they were becoming incredibly successful off of comedic rap. And I was like, there's no one else doing it. So I thought, what if I use my funny ideas? Because I didn't know anybody. I didn't know how to, no one could I give a script to. I didn't like know how to make, film. You know, it just felt like the most accessible way to do it was on my computer. I have GarageBand. I can literally make high quality music from my apartment, my room. So I started rapping with the intention of being noticed as a comedian, and it kind of like just worked like a sport. The more I did it, the better I got. And it's like, I've always loved rap. You know, it was a total dream to be a rapper of mine too, but it was like that, my dreams growing up were like comedian, rapper, basketball player.
And yeah, like, one of those was never going to happen.
I feel like, honestly, two of them felt like they weren't going to happen.
Yeah, but one of them for sure wasn't going to happen.
Yeah. Well, but it felt like as I was rapping and getting better, it felt like as if I like started playing basketball and got good enough to play in the NBA. Like that's how I feel every day as
but
a
then
rapper.
You it's meet like 6'8" black dudes and you're like, you're never mind, like a, this is insane. If every black dude in the NBA looked like him, you'd be in good shape.
I'd be a star.
You would be dope.
Yeah, you could post me up and get it. Yeah. Hey, but I was gonna say, everybody out there in Tel Aviv, this is the guy you want to look up to. All right,
yeah,
keep it going.
Everybody out there in Tel Aviv.
Hell yeah.
This is the guy.
Don't you forget it. And I performed in Tel Aviv. Let me tell you, I felt a lot of admiration.
Yeah.
How many times did you perform over there?
I performed there once, but never have I felt, he's right, I have never felt like bigger as a star.
As a rapper.
Just as like, as like a presence, like as when I walked down the street than I did in Israel.
Wow.
And it was
beautiful. Yeah, because you like the fuck.
And the hummus.
God, the hummus is off the chain.
It's incredible.
You like hummus?
Hell yeah. Yeah, bro, with some fucking townhouse crackers.
Hey, townhouse crackers. That's always the tradition.
Yeah.
That is the truth. When you go to the Middle East, I do say they do have good hummus and townhouse crackers.
Hey, that's how we do it in America. Yeah. Get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, it's so funny to be half cultured.
Oh, yeah, no, I love hummus, man. But you got to give me them townhouse crackers.
A half culture is so funny to me.
Yeah, that's how we get it.
Yeah, no, I love kebab meat. I mess with kebab meat. You just got to put it in a pita. You know what I'm saying? Put that in a wrap. Hey, Fance.
Yeah.
What did you ask about the gold? Listen how offensive this question is. You're going to love it.
Oh, wow.
Well, because he literally said, he literally walked in here. He's, by the way, he's Spanish, so we don't trust him at all. But he literally walked in as he's setting up the room and he goes to Pete, the other producer. He says, why do they like this gold so much? This is what he wants to know, why there's the gold. And then Pete tried to explain to him what this is. And it's a game, right?
Yeah.
With the dreidel.
Yeah.
But honestly, Doesn't help the image.
No.
The gold thing doesn't really help the image. I got to tell you.
I haven't really thought
about
it.
It's a bad idea.
Yeah.
I mean, look, it's spread out on the table.
Yeah.
And Pete's kid isn't Jewish, goes to a Jewish elementary school?
Preschool.
Preschool?
Yeah, preschool.
And I was like, well, I didn't know, you know, how'd you get him in? And he's like, well, they don't know he's not Jewish until they change his diaper.
Right.
And they see his little uncircumcised snake.
Yeah.
You're circ, though.
Oh, I'm overly circ.
I'm clipped, too. But see, but we did it. It was like a normal thing for my generation to do it.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a Jewish or not or a European or not. Every kid I knew was clipped. Are you circumcised?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to be, right? You got to have a head.
I mean, I feel, I forget where it's at, but I recall there being new philosophies on circumcision today where it's like almost, there's like some sort of, I don't know which way the science is telling you to
go. I think what it says, we did research this one time on the show. I think it says that it's, in today's society, it's so easy to clean and have the hygiene levels are so high, you don't need to do it anymore because everyone washes so often.
Yeah.
It used to be you bathe once a month, whatever, you would get infections, all that stuff. That's why it became standard.
What's your word for the debris in the foreskin?
Schmegma.
Yeah.
It's always been schmegma. Yeah. Do you
know
that?
Isn't that a Jewish? No. I think it sounds schmegma Jewish.
Sound, yeah, sound look like up if schmegma is Jewish.
That'd be cool if like a Jewish catchphrase infiltrated.
Well, that's what, I mean, think about it. They were like, why are we clipping? They're like, the schmegma, it makes sense.
It is kind of ridiculous though. Like when you got circumcised, you didn't have all of your friends and family come over and witness your dick get cut.
I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did. Well, I did it when I was 30.
Wait, so non-Jews have...
I'm kidding. We don't do that. That's insane. We do it in the hospital. We get it out of the way.
Exactly.
We do it behind closed doors. Don't let that fall. That's a sin against man.
Yeah, it didn't fall.
I gave you a pin to clip it into your hair.
I didn't see it.
It's on the. It's on it itself.
I don't want to...
I know you don't want to mess.
Are you clipped?
I am clipped.
Schmegma.
Schmegma.
From Latin?
From Latin, borrowed from ancient Greek, and it's smegma.
All right, never mind.
Alternative form of smegma, soap detergent.
Is schmuck a
Jewish
word?
I wipe, I clean. What does that say? Is schmuck a Jewish word? Yeah, of course.
Do you screen capture these searches in real time?
Next, we come to schmuck, which is the English rather vulgar definition of a contemptible for foolish person. In other words, a jerk.
Yiddish,
in Yiddish,
schmuck.
Is schmuck.
Yeah.
Literally means penis.
Yeah.
Schmuck means penis? I have not known that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
What's the other word for penis in Yiddish? Like, there's another one.
Yeah.
What's the other word?
Schlong?
I don't think.
What did you text me before this? How bad of a Jew you are?
I'm not a good Jew.
I think I'm a better Jew than you are, and I'm not even Jewish.
I'm like so out of the loop in terms of what to do. And
it's okay.
Yeah. I feel as though I represent it like pretty reasonably culturally. Like I have like the spirit of like a good Northeast Jew.
You know why?
Heart and the hair.
Just the way you look.
Yeah.
You couldn't. You look.
And like sound and talk. Like,
and
I think
feel.
My behavior is very
and feel.
Yeah, you don't have.
You do a lot of Jew shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like. It's,
I read Jew.
Yeah, you a mile away they go, Jew!
Yeah.
Which don't do that at home.
And I'm
don't
proud
yell.
Of that. I am proud of that.
You should be. You should
I just, you know, all these, you know, I went to Hebrew school as a kid. I was, you know, I was in the know. I was every week, 2 days a week going to Hebrew school.
Where at?
K.I., Knesset Israel in Cheltenham, Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow. You from the home? Oh, you from, oh, you real, real.
Yeah.
No, no, no. He's from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you think he's from Israel?
He said he was.
Knesset Israel is the name
it's
of the
It's the
synagogue.
Name of the synagogue.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Okay. All right.
Yeah, we should have kept going with that. Yeah. He is from Israel.
Yeah, okay.
You do know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, that's dope. Oh,
I miss Israel.
Do you?
I just went one time. I mean, the women were the most beautiful.
Smoke shows?
And
but the men, on the other hand.
I went to a club and I just remember like, I've never in my life, like did I, like, you know, I have a very like, if my life on in theory is very, if any life was like entourage-like, it'd be like mine. And I never really feel that way. Like normally it's just like a very curmudgeon-y Jewish person's day.
Yeah.
But there was this one moment where I was walking to my table in Israel where like they walked me in into the thing. And I swear it was like directed as if it was like on, like it was like a one take shot where
right.
like the right woman passed and like smiled at me and then like everything. And then they let doves out.
When you sat down?
They let what? Doves out. Yeah.
Yo, you got to go back to
cool
Israel.
I know.
What are you doing here?
My one complaint about Israel is that it's a little too sun beaten.
Huh. Is that hot out there?
It's hot, but it's just like drained of color. Like it's that's my one complaint.
What, no trees or what? What's going on?
I got a couple
it's
of complaints. I got a couple of complaints.
Yeah, like, you know,
what?
Ready for my complaints about Israel?
Yeah.
Hold on.
What do you mean sun beaten? Yeah, because
like the buildings look like they've just been like smacked by the sun have been. But like, so it's, I'm more of like a San Francisco pastel color type of.
You like my jacket.
Yeah. Right, sunny. And everything there's a little monochromatic for me in terms of just like looking around and like enjoying the aesthetic.
Feels like Arizona.
Yeah.
How things are kind of like all taupe or whatever. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, but that's also historic.
It is historic. So I have a different level of respect for it.
The oldest place in the world, right?
Well.
Isn't it the oldest epicenter of the world?
There's old shit.
Let's just make it up.
Yeah.
It's the oldest place in the world.
Went to the Western Wall with Gaeta.
Wailing Wall?
Yeah.
It's the Wailing Wall.
I think they're the same.
And what do they call it that? People cry at it?
Yeah, like, people were there and they're just like. They're
bawling.
Like, they're having like emotional experience. The Gaeta, I think, was like emotionally moved.
Gaeta was moved by it?
Gaeta still references that moment in his life.
I like to cry.
Very funny to me.
Did you cry at the wall?
No.
You don't feel anything.
Oh, you broke the tradition.
No, I mean, it was cool. It was cool. I wrote a little something and put it in the,
You write it in the wall. Can you tell me what you said?
Couldn't even remember. It's probably like, keep going, brother.
Who's that for?
For myself. I don't even know.
What's the Vegas of Israel?
Funniest thing you've ever said.
I think it's Tel Aviv.
What's the Vegas of Israel?
There's so many other ways to say. CNN. That's what I'm going to
Tel Aviv
know.
Is like, fucking, it's like,
you know what I mean?
Tel Aviv had all the
cocaine
night
and shit.
Spots
like, okay,
and the,
yeah.
And I there was a man that I
just want
to
connect.
Maybe it's not that good of a story, but I basically I went to an international peacemaking camp. I don't know if you know this about me. So
no.
When I was like 14, I went to this camp called Seeds of Peace International Camp, which is a really interesting, amazing organization that takes people from different conflict groups like Israel and Palestinians and Indians and Pakistanis, and they put all these people under one roof, more or less. And they coexist during a summer, and they play sports together. But then every day, there's like a two-hour dialogue session. So, and there's like 15 Americans that are like top of their class that get into the only reason I got in is because my cousin used to run it. And so like every other American there was like an Ivy League student, and I was only there because my cousin,
you have to apply to get in?
You have to apply. It's very hard to get in.
Wow.
And so then every day I was sitting in, these conflict sessions where Israelis and Palestinians are just like talking, like, 50, like the smartest 14-year-olds in each country, and they're talking about the issues and like, it's hard. It's tricky because both sides, like, they have different histories in terms of what they think, like who was there first and what happened.
Yeah.
And it was just very interesting to witness. But there was a guy there who I went to camp with named Daniel, who there weren't many kids like me at that camp who were like, athletic, like just seemingly like kids that I would be friends with if I went to high school. And they were
you were athletic?
I was athletic. Yeah. I always won the award.
Are you questioning his athleticism?
No, I'm just saying. He just.
I was very athletic.
I didn't see the.
You never seen this guy play basketball on
our
show?
No, I've never. Hey, man, I ain't trying to diss Israel.
No.
Shout out.
BetterHelp.
Andrew?
Yes, Bob?
I love you.
I love you so
much. And the
reason
why I can say that is because I went to BetterHelp.
You use therapy.
I couldn't discover and find the love for you.
Yeah.
But now I'm like full of feelings. And I like to share things. Yeah. I like to be open. Honestly, me, Kalila, people in the house, we've all done BetterHelp. It's you can start communicating with your counselor in under 48 hours.
Yeah.
BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist.
It's pretty great. Start communicating so quickly, and it's not a crisis line, not self-help. Yeah. It's professional counseling done securely online. We've spoken about mental health on this show and how we think it's important for you to try something that's a little alternative to the traditional going in a room somewhere in an office.
BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so they can make it easy and free to change counselors if needed.
That's right. There's a broad range of expertise available, and the service is available for clients all over the world.
Guys, visit their website and read their testimonials that are posted daily.
Visit BetterHelp.com/badfriends. That's help, H-E-L-P, BetterHelp, and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional.
Yep.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp and Bad Friends. Listeners get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/badfriends.
HelloFresh.
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 Listen, dude, we get HelloFresh at the home, and when I see a box of HelloFresh outside my door, I get really excited because what I know is it's going to be fresh ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a meal that I can cook in my home, right? It's like the perfect amount of food.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Yeah, when I eat it, I don't go, oh, I'm hungry. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
that's no.
And you always know you're getting something very fresh.
Hey, we've talked about it on this show. We love HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get
pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. The holidays are going to be hectic. We all know HelloFresh is going to keep things simple with recipes that cut back on meal prep and cleanup so you can spend less time in the kitchen and more time with friends and fam. Skip them trips to the grocery store, man. HelloFresh offers 50 menu and market items to choose from every single week, including vegetarian, calorie smart, and gourmet options, which is gourmet. It's fancy, providing plenty of variety. Recipes like balsamic and fig, beef tenderloin, which I've had, phenom, pecan-crusted salmon, make holiday meals feel special without the high cost of dining out or delivery. Or go for cozy comfort food like chicken sausage and sweet potato soup for a cold winter night and bundle up with your favorite blankie. Don't forget dessert. They also got the sweet tooth seasonal stuff. Limited time goodies like ginger spice cake truffles, which is me. I'm spicy ginger boy. And cherry cheesecake swirl bars. Yum, yum. It's so good, so delicious. I've been using HelloFresh for years now. These guys have provided such good meals to my home, so I don't have to go anywhere. I can just get it delivered to my door and cook.
We love HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/BadFriends14 and use code BadFriends14 for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts.
Wow, that's incredible. Go to HelloFresh.com/BadFriends14 and use that code BadFriends14 for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts. HelloFresh.com/BadFriends14. Use the code BadFriends14 for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts.
HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
No, but you were, but you just assumed for some reason that he wasn't athletic. Why?
No,
is that?
I just
no. Explain why you
just,
don't. No,
because
no.
He don't even.
Explain
he don't
why
have
you think on fucking Hanukkah. Why do you think he's not athletic?
Hey man, you make a. Hey, I just you didn't look like you. You know what I mean?
Every year at my other
accountant, maybe.
Camp.
A what?
Accountant, maybe. Well, when you said athletic,
I used to win best athlete who doesn't look like an athlete every year.
Oh, see,
yeah. So it's
see, they know.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, bro, I feel it.
Yeah. Okay, what is Doc? Does Doc look athletic?
No.
Oh, yeah.
You see how that feels? Yeah, you didn't like that, did you?
Yeah, that hurt.
Assumptions are annoying.
Yeah, that fucking, yeah, man.
So don't assume.
Okay, yeah. That was my bad.
But you look gentle.
My bad. Thank you, bro.
And you look sweet.
I'm glad I look sweet, man. Yeah. I'm glad I
He's
look.
He's a fucking mass murderer.
Straight killer. You know? Yeah. No, go ahead.
Yeah. He used to sell rock in the hood.
That's cool.
Does he look, does he look, if he was like, no, man, I used to sell, would you believe it?
If he said it like that.
Well, that's what he said. You don't look like... When you told us that you used to sell, I didn't believe an ounce of it.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
no, because people
no
who sell...
Intended.
No, you ain't the first
I didn't believe
person.
A gram
people
of it.
Like, what you? Nah.
Usually people who sell look tough as shit.
That's not true, though. That's what's the problem.
That's how you know you don't sell.
Yeah, that's how... Yeah.
Well, not anymore. Yeah. I couldn't.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, the cops like, were like, he's yeah. right there. Yeah. How could you hide?
It's just like they think that all the women that they see on New Jack City... That's how the crackheads look. It's like, nah, they actually just regular working class people. And some of the women look really good on the
Depends
streets.
On how deep in the rock they are.
Yeah, depending on, yep.
Yeah, if you're in the first couple of months, if you're in the, the
first
if you're
stage.
In the, yeah, if you're
you
in the honeymoon stage of a crack use. Yeah, you're going to
smoke crack?
No, dude.
Have you?
No, never. He already asked me this.
Yeah,
guy,
no, but.
He was in like. Yes, he was like, hey, you do.
I was
you
drilling
did.
Him. Because yeah, I didn't believe it. Yeah. I think if you sell enough at some point, you're going to try it.
Yeah, I understand that.
You're going to try
what?
It.
What? Why?
It because it's
no
around
sense.
And you and it's curiosity and boredom.
Once.
And, once.
Like,
what
am
I
selling these working class people?
Exactly. What am I selling these working class people? And what were you selling them?
Crack.
Poison. And never once.
Well, they fucking never. But why would you? It's this don't make it. When you, well, I guess because y'all ain't never sold. But when you're around people that fucking smoke crack, you look at them like, I'll never do this shit ever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what it's like.
I know, but the human experience has a lot of we like to try things that are going to hurt us anyway.
Mm,
we like self-destruct. I know you're different.
That's that white
you're
side
different.
Man,
open another
right
gift.
There,
it's time. I don't. Oh. I think we're supposed to let these burn out all the way. Isn't that the whole deal?
Let them. Yeah.
But I mean, no. But I'm saying, don't you let one burn out before the other one goes?
This is
that a double?
This seems the like double.
So oh, you light one gift. Candle at a time, or you light all of them at the same time?
What you're supposed to do is you light one every night. You light one, and it burns out. But we don't have time. This is why. Oh my God. What is it?
Marathon Man DVD.
Ooh, Marathon Man on DVD.
Man, I've never seen this movie.
Are you serious?
I've never even
oh
heard
my
of it.
God.
Marathon's I've never.
Great movie.
It's such a good movie.
That's good.
And is that the CD that goes along
Barbara
with the soundtrack?
Barbara Streisand, my mother's favorite artist.
Barbara Streisand,
this is
the essential.
Yeah. Apparently, my mom says she is the most incredible voice of anyone ever.
That's okay. Not true at all, but
wow.
She is a great singer.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's no way she could have the best voice of all time.
She's known as a pretty distinct vocalist.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
But like, what about like, I don't know, Aretha Franklin?
Yeah. Well, it depends on what genre of music you listen to.
But what is she? She's considered what? What's Streisand?
Jewish.
She's considered Jewish music? Yeah. Somebody goes, what kind of music do you play? She's like, Jewish. They're like, I got it.
I don't know what she is. I think I know that there was like a show tune past. Didn't she do like Yentl or Fiddler on the, I don't know.
Mm, I'm going to say yes. Yeah. I'm just going to say yes.
Yeah.
That's kind of like how comedians used to do the Catskills, you know, like the what do they call it, market. I'm so ignorant. Yentl film. Yeah, there you go. There she is.
Yeah.
Look at her.
Beautiful eyes.
But
mother,
what else? Is anything else beautiful? Do you like just her eyes?
She's shaped like a
what?
Like a boy, it seems, in this movie. Like the hair, the style.
Give me a good picture of Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, that's a good look.
Did you find her attractive? So your mother was obsessed with her, but did you find her attractive when you were a kid?
No, I never. No, because she always felt very motherly. And like, and then I'm seeing her in the movies, like Meet the Fockers or whatever.
Right.
One of my goals in life is to get my mom meeting Barbara, like that, you know.
How can we not make that happen? I feel like that's so easy to do.
Well,
as famous as you are, as connected as you are,
I'm not going to reach out to her and be like, "Hey, can I bother you and have you meet my mom?"
Why would you? let me say this: knowing what you know, about sweet Jewish women like your mom, why wouldn't she want to meet your mom?
She would want to, but it's just, you know, I need to be like at an event, or like there needs to be some sort of like,
right. We need to like
create
pigeonhole this thing. Yeah, we need to make it at where it's like, Barbara.
Yeah,
you won't believe that my mom. My mother's. Yeah, we need
get
to
get her
one
on the show. Have my mom come.
I was just
going to
say,
time.
Why don't
if
we
you
put
ever
her on
get
the
connected,
show?
Do the surprise type of thing. Yeah. Bro, that'd be
speaking
even
of
dope.
Which, people can't stop asking me if we're going to do the show again. It's almost annoying.
Yeah,
and I tell them no.
Yeah, we're done. We quit. We retired. Like I said, I've generated enough wealth to take off.
It's well, and you're not alien wealth, but you're getting there.
Yeah.
We are going to do the show again. We're going to do the show. People stop it. Please stop asking. Can't stop, won't stop.
Yeah,
we're going to do 50 seasons.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I never found her attractive. I remember my mom liking her too.
Beautiful in that.
Really?
Picture. Oh my god! I'm
not for
that
me.
That picture's so for me. I love her.
I guess she was okay.
Her hair and her hat and her. I'm so into that picture.
Did you find her attractive, Doc?
Yeah, just
what?
Couple drinks in, couple pinos.
Couple drinks in. Okay, yeah, he needs a little bit of intoxication.
Look at her, like nice little necklace, like just light and subtle.
Yeah, sure, but I mean, you know,
her eyes are like piercing, blue, beautiful.
Yeah.
They're beautiful.
Yeah,
I love her. In that picture,
you know, she's,
look, she's look.
And she's Jewish. She's like
what? She's Jewish,
right?
Oh, you're trying to. Yeah, I was about to say. I was over here thinking again. I said, "Well, maybe she." Fuck you.
Yeah,
yeah. She's also from Iowa, Iowa City, just like the Beastie Boys.
She's got to be from New York.
Now you fucking with me, Tino? That's
yes, 100%. Of course. Get real. All right, bring some of the Jewish terms up so we can teach Doc because Doc needs
I'm
to
learning.
Learn. All right, do you know what a bubby is? Do you know what that is?
No, what the fuck?
Well, you can read it.
But. Bubby. Oh, grandma.
You never heard that before?
Nana.
No, not Nana.
Abuela. That's... Yeah, that's all right. What I'm talking about.
No, he just does all of them.
Hell yeah.
You give him one, he doesn't stop. Do you call your grandma bubby?
No. Both my grandmothers were dead before I was born.
Oof.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Just death.
Cancer? Old age?
My cancer... And I guess old age. I don't know why the
because that's quick to die. I mean, your parents weren't old when they had you.
No, they both died like 60s, 70s. Yeah,
you're not gonna last.
They died right before. I know. I'm 38 and out, brother.
This is it.
Yeah,
38 and out. Yeah. Like it's a route. Cowboy hitch right. 38 out.
I had a step grandmother who really acted and treated me, and she was a wonderful woman.
Yeah.
But I called her by her first name.
What was her voice?
Jean.
Jean's a great name.
Your grandma?
That's my mom's name, too. Yeah.
Wow.
So.
If I call my grandma by her first name, she's so mad at me.
I call my parents by their first names,
I would have been knocked
you
out.
You do?
Yeah, like.
I can't.
Yeah. You call mom? Yeah.
What do I call them? It's so weird. Yeah, mom and then daddy-o, pop, or.
That's cool. Daddy-o and pop are so much
Or whatever I'm mad about. He called me yesterday.
My great aunt doesn't like us calling her by her first name. We have to call her auntie.
Yeah, my auntie's aunt. Great. Auntie
you have to say her
great.
Aunt first, and then her name.
I'll tell you what's not Jewish is auntie.
Yeah, you can't do that in the Jewish community. No, ain't no aunties
that's
in the Jewish community.
No.
Well, what happens?
You just get.
It's just not. That's just first of all, auntie 100% is a black term. You do.
Oh, it is.
Even just aunt.
Whites don't do it.
Yeah.
Whites don't do auntie.
No, wait a minute. If you watch like Desi porn, Some of it has like auntie in there.
Wait, so watch what?
Desi porn. Desi porn. Like when you Google Desi porn, like from Pornhub, Desi. Desi? It's India porn. So they have like auntie.
Dude, he teaches me stuff.
Okay, well, all right.
Desi auntie porn is a real, that's a thing that's
you
go to?
Like a, I don't know. I just looked up Desi and then you just
don't
see
be
auntie.
Weird. Just tell
no,
me.
No, no, I'm telling you straight up. I'm telling you straight up. Aunt Desi is like Indian porn. Period.
But Desi means what? What does Desi mean?
I have no clue. All I know is when,
look up Desi.
If you just type in Indian porn, what you'll see titles like Desi Auntie, Desi, Desi this, Desi that. So then I'm like, oh, okay.
Desi is a word used to describe people, culture, and products of an Indian subcontinent and their diaspora. Derived from, derived from Sanskrit meaning land country. Desi traces origin specifically the people of the country of India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh. So Desi is kind of, it's a regional definition of that area of porn.
There it is.
Right. Well, now you know. Now you should learn stuff before
we
you jerk off.
What are you guys' process as far as like locating the porn that you jerk off to? Because I feel like the process I use, I don't understand why everyone doesn't. It seems very just.
I like the algorithm decide for me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You go there.
I click on as much things as I like.
And then it says related videos and then you're.
Always. Yeah, for the rest of time. Wait, I let the algorithm decide.
So you let you.
Here's what we do.
You let your cookies match you.
Yeah, I let my cookies match for me.
Fuck?
Why am I doing the work?
And it does it incredibly.
Like, who, the machine is going to do it better than your brain could ever assemble it.
Probably, but I just like the spontaneity of typing in my own shit and seeing what I get.
Oh, I never. What phrases interest you?
Well, Desi porn, obviously. Desi auntie porn.
There it is. Yeah. That's one of them. Desi, let's get it. Yeah. And I just go into a deep rabbit hole. Bro.
Have you ever dated an Indian girl?
No, I've never dated any girl. Only Latina, black, and white.
Well, but obviously you sexualize them, so you don't want anything.
Well,
to
it's just I just watch them all. I don't discriminate when it comes to porn.
I know, but you said you like this category. What I'm saying is, are you attracted to Indian women in real life?
No, I'm telling you, like I literally go through every race.
This month is Desi month.
I'll be like, I'll be like, Arab girls, let's see what we got. You know what I'm saying?
There was an
I'll
Indian
be
girl
in there.
That was beautiful. You'd be attracted to her.
Hell yeah. That's why I'm at.
He likes them all. And when it's Black History Month, do you only jerk off to black porn? Do you feel it's like offensive to jerk off to other porn?
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't even Google. I would go to Desi in honor of respect to the Black History. You know what I'm saying? So I would jack off maybe to Desi. So that I won't offend
myself.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. On Black History Month, you don't jerk off to black porn.
Well, we ain't going to say that. I'm just saying, if I did, if I had that kind of conscience. If I had a conscience like that, you know what I'm saying?
What do you search then, Doc? What's your search? Because we're letting the algorithm choose.
My search is, man, I just told you. Like, I go through the different races, right?
Yeah.
And then sometimes I'm like, you know what these grannies look like, right?
What these grannies look like.
Yeah, because, you know, there's some hot ones out there. Oh, yeah. So then I might hit a little pog porn, you know what I'm saying?
Pog, yeah. You know what that is? No. Fat-ass white girls?
Yeah, you know P-A-W-G. What I mean? Yeah. Always ebony, you know, you can always go that route, but that's just obvious, right?
Pog is such a great term. It's unbelievable. What a term.
But my shit is simple, though. I don't like the S&M. I don't like the cuck shit. Like, the cuckold shit is weird.
Yeah, I don't like that stuff.
Yeah, when fucking you know husband cucking. In the room, I'm like, what is this, man? I don't even like gangbang porn.
No.
Nah, I like just one-on-one.
Now you lost me.
No.
I'm taking the other car.
Bro,
I got to go.
It's too much. It's
what
too
do you
much.
Mean?
It's
I love like, it. It's a fantasy
dicks,
I'll never be a part of. It's
and
a
then,
thing I'll never be a part of. It's
you
great.
Ever notice how like the cameraman always got to be running to see the different action of different people?
Yeah, he's
people
busy. Like, yeah. Full-time job.
Man, he's distracted.
You like it on sticks? You like it on a tripod? No, dude. I like a handheld. Let's move around. Let's see it all. I don't like very coordinated. By the way, what a Hanukkah episode.
Yeah. This is,
let's open up another gift.
You knew it was going to go there.
I know, of course. How could I not? Third candle. I know that the first two haven't burned all the way.
This is the big one.
What is? By the way, what night is the night where you really get like probably the best gift?
I feel like 7 or 8.
Ooh, so coming to the end.
Yeah.
So at the beginning, you get like
little
tiny
knickknacks, little things. And then by the end, you're getting like an Xbox 360.
Shit. Do you remember any of the gifts when you were a kid at all?
I got like the gaming consoles like at the end.
At the end.
Yeah.
But at the beginning, what is it? Because I'm trying to learn.
It's like shit like this.
Right. It's like tiny little.
Yeah. Like you. Yeah. Like
knickknacks.
Figurines.
Stuff.
Like G.I. Joes. Yeah.
Yeah. That's fine. Clear all that stuff off your desk, God, all the packaging.
I'm trying to remember.
What is this? What did he get? You got some great gifts, actually.
Jerry's apartment in Seinfeld?
Oh, my God.
That's amazing. Who makes this? What company?
Funko Mini
that's
Moments.
Dope
I love this. This would be a great middle Hanukkah gift.
So this is 4-5. We're
right
a little
time.
Early.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're getting it the
no,
right
this
time.
No, this is the right, yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, that's dope as hell. I got a Bruce Lee action figure
this
for
this is
that.
Awesome.
Dude, do you see this guy?
I got a Bruce Lee action figure from Funko.
From Funko?
Yeah, yeah.
He just wants to be a part of it. Do you know what I mean? He really needs to be.
Funko, though.
I have gifts, too. Like, he needs to be in it. That's tight. That's a great gift.
I guess it's stacked. I'm only seeing...
And you know Jerry is?
Like, look at what... Look
of
at
course,
what,
Jewish.
Am yeah. I missing something? I'm only seeing, like, the window.
Yeah, no,
look
it's...
at the back.
Yeah, it's like the little cubby.
Is it just
the cubby? Oh, yeah, this is just one piece. You could collect the whole apartment.
So it's a whole
circus.
Hey, man, we have a low budget on the show. Until we do another season of Dave, I'm not going to be able to afford the whole apartment.
Okay, I'll take the window and the furnace.
This is... But, you know, by the way, that is an integral piece of the show. This little computer desk right there with his little... Where his coat rack was. Big moments came from him turning and back to camera from there. By the way, huge moment from there was when Kramer came in, slaps the money on the table when he said, I'm out, when they had the who couldn't jerk off. There's some really good... I mean, it is so funny to see... This show shaped so much of my comedic childhood youth.
Jeff Schaefer. Dude.
Jeff
Schaefer, I know.
Ever.
Jeff Schaefer, one of the executive producers and
co-creator
on our show is
one of the early writers.
One of the early writers. Yeah. He didn't direct an episode, did he? Of Seinfeld?
I don't think so, but he like came up with the Festivus poll.
Festivus
and, like,
was him. Yeah Festivus and, for the rest of us.
That's where he met Larry, and now he does Curb with Larry too.
It's nuts. My favorite episode to this day will always be Kenny Rogers Roasters, where they switch apartments, where Kramer becomes Seinfeld, Seinfeld becomes Kramer.
Yeah.
That's to me, it was such a good acting job by Jerry for the first time, because most of the time, he didn't do a lot of acting on the show.
No.
He played Jerry.
He was breaking
the smile
out.
He literally became Kramer. It was so good. I was like, man, I wish he did that.
Buffy! Oh my God, the best present you ever got me was the Buffy comforter.
Dude, it's the best.
I love it.
It is the best.
It's cool.
So right. Nice.
I love the fabric it comes in.
So much softer than cotton.
It's so much more softer than cotton.
And it's earth friendly, dude. It's eucalyptus. It uses 10 times less water to grow cotton.
Yeah.
To grow then cotton.
No more night sweats, Andrew. Get cozy without overheating.
That's right. We've talked about it on the show enough. Listen up. If you don't try Buffy, we're going to come get you.
We're going to get you.
We're going to come
get you. It's 100% plant-based design, is breathable, and keeps you at a comfortable temperature in a way that polyester and down-filled comforters cannot.
It's cruelty-free, it's hypoallergenic, it's high thread count, shuts out dust, mold, mites for a healthier sleeping environment. It's earth-friendly, like we said. It's softer than cotton. Why not choose 100% plant-based bedding that's better for you and the earth, okay?
We love the earth. We live on it. You can try a comforter in your own bed for free. If you don't love it, return it at no cost.
Which is impossible, because you're going to love it. For $20 off your Buffy comforter, visit buffy.co and enter bad friends.
That's $20 off your Buffy comforter when you visit buffy.co and enter bad friends.
Policy Genius.
Oh my God. I love Policy Genius.
This holiday season, dude, it sure knows how to lighten your wallet, right? For many families, December is one of the most expensive months out of the year. Not to mention it's the busiest.
If you're looking for a fast and easy way to put some money back in your pocket, why not reshop your home and auto insurance rates with Policy Genius.
Policy Genius combines a cutting edge insurance marketplace with the help from licensed experts to save on home and auto customers an average of $1,000 a year. Better yet, it's simple to use.
It's easy. First, you head to policygenius.com and answer a few quick questions about yourself and your property.
Then Policy Genius does the rest. They'll compare rates from over 30 top insurers, from Progressive to Nationwide, to find the lowest quotes.
Yep. Their licensed experts will look at all the ways to maintain your savings, including bundling your home and auto policies. I can't read.
Their licensed experts are going to look into all the ways to maximize your savings. They're going to bundle your home and auto policies. And Policy Genius, if they find a better rate from what you're currently paying, they'll get you switched for free.
And that kind of service has earned Policy Genius a 5-star rating across over 1,600 reviews on Trustpilot and Google.
Hey, man. So if you're feeling the pinch during the holiday season, find out how much you can save on home and auto insurance at policygenius.com. They've saved their home and auto insurance customers an average of $1,000 a year by reshaping.